Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. You know, life can feel like a runaway train sometimes, right? One minute you're cruising along, feeling good, and the next, bam. Curveball. It's enough to make anyone want to pull their hair out, or at least hit the snooze button one too many times. But what if I told you there was a superpower that could help you navigate those bumpy roads with grace? And no, I'm not talking about telekinesis. Though that would be pretty cool. I'm talking about self-awareness. See, true resilience isn't about avoiding the tough stuff, because let's face it, life is full of it. It's about how we respond to those challenges. And that's where self-awareness comes in. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-awareness? Sounds a little fluffy, doesn't it? But trust me, this isn't some airy-fairy concept. Self-awareness is like your internal GPS. Helping you understand your strengths, weaknesses, triggers, and reactions. It's about knowing yourself so well that you can anticipate those curveballs before they even hit, or at least handle them with a whole lot more calm and composure. So, how do we build this superpower? Let me give you 5 key takeaways to get started. 1. Listen to your body. Ever feel like your body is sending you signals, but you're just too busy to notice? Think about it. That tightness in your chest when you're stressed, the restlessness that comes before a big meeting, or even those subtle aches and pains when you're pushing yourself too hard. Your body is constantly communicating with you. Learning to tune into these signals is like having an early warning system for emotional stress. 2. Journal like your life depends on it. Writing things down isn't just good for organizing your grocery list, you guys. It's a powerful tool for self-discovery. When you take the time to reflect on your thoughts, feelings, and experiences in a journal, you start to see patterns emerge. You might realize that certain situations trigger specific emotions or that you tend to react in predictable ways. It's like having a mirror reflecting back your inner world. 3. Embrace imperfection. Okay, this one's crucial. We all make mistakes. We all have flaws. That's what makes us human. Instead of beating yourself up over slip-ups, view them as opportunities for growth. Acknowledge your imperfections, learn from them, and move on. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about becoming the best version of yourself. 4. Seek feedback from trusted sources. You know that friend who always gives you honest and constructive advice? Or maybe there's a mentor in your life who has helped you navigate tough times? Don't be afraid to seek feedback from people who truly care about you and want the best for you. They can offer valuable insights into your strengths and areas where you might need to grow. 5. Practice mindfulness. This one sounds a bit like yoga, right? But it's really just about being present in the moment. Pay attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? Notice your thoughts without judgment. Let them come and go like clouds passing by. When you practice mindfulness regularly, you become more aware of your internal landscape and how it influences your emotions and actions. Now, imagine this. You're at work, and a major project just fell through. Your boss is breathing down your neck, deadlines are looming, and the pressure is on. But instead of spiraling into panic mode, you take a deep breath, remember your self-awareness toolkit, and calmly assess the situation. You identify your triggers, feeling overwhelmed and pressured. And remind yourself that this is just one bump in the road. You reach out to colleagues for support, break down the task into smaller chunks, and focus on taking one step at a time. See? Self-awareness isn't about avoiding stress. It's about managing it effectively and responding with resilience. It's about building that inner strength to navigate life's challenges with grace and composure. So, how are you going to put this into practice today? I want to hear your thoughts. Leave a comment on our social media pages or share your own experiences in the comments section below. Remember, self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. Keep practicing, keep learning, and keep growing. And until next time, stay detached and unbothered.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.